Good morning, Chelvest and Caldergarden, Chelston Rise. It's Friday the 15th of May, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily podcast. Well, feedback on podcasts comes from far and wide. And yesterday I heard again from James Bird's parents in Northampton. James's parents shared my concerns about the mixed messages coming from the government, and they too have noticed that many of their neighbours are being creative, shall we say, in the way that they interpret the rules. So, let's watch for the spike in cases in 10 to 15 days' time. Perhaps people then may take notice. I'm sorry for being macabre and pessimistic, but sometimes we need to be realistic. I'm pleased that for once, Northamptonshire County Council have started talking sense. They are debating the future of that temporary mortuary in Wollaston. They've realised that this might need to become a permanent facility given that COVID-19 is not going away, and they can't see the numbers of excess deaths reducing anytime soon. Now, in yesterday's newsletter, I highlighted an international campaign called Masks for All. A group of eminent clinicians and academics have explained that the quickest way to halt the spread of the virus is to stop people giving it to each other. When I said that sentence, I realised that I was actually saying the bleeding obvious. But you wonder why we've dithered so long over the question of face masks. The evidence is actually quite clear. If everyone wears a simple face covering in public, then we dramatically reduce the risks to everyone. For us in the UK, this feels strange, but the evidence from the Far East is clear. Masks save lives. In the UK, all of our government health messages focused on washing our hands and ignored the risk of infected people breathing the virus onto us. When the history of this pandemic is written, this will be one of our biggest mistakes. I ordered some reusable masks from Germany on Monday, and they arrived yesterday. That's an amazing turnaround. They use homemade filters, but they'll definitely stop me sneezing, coughing, or breathing on others. Unfortunately, they make me look and sound like Darth Vader from Star Wars, particularly as I chose black as my preferred colour. Now, Lynn definitely wasn't impressed with the grey one I ordered for her, and so she decided to research making her own mask from the internet. A couple of pairs of socks later, and she'd perfected the technique, and she now has a sock mask to wear in the shops. And she thought I looked daft. The rationale for everyone wearing face coverings is clear. It'll reduce the transmission of this virus, and over time, this is all we need to do. Keep that R number below 1, and eventually the virus will die out. Michelle Abbott tried out the sock technique very quickly after I posted the instruction video, and she was worried about the downside of a mask steaming up your glasses, that is if you wear them. Pete Rawlins and Wendy Williams quickly solved this. Simply wipe your glasses with fairy liquid or shaving comb, and immediately you have an uncle called Bob. Your glasses don't fog up. Michelle then sent in a brilliant picture of her mask, and I have to say, there may be another downside. You end up looking like a bank robber, but that's better than dying. And of course, if you're on a date, then you might not look quite so attractive. But frankly, most of us are past that anyway now. Andy Cuthbert also sent in a picture of his sock face mask. I think there's probably a PhD thesis to be written on what socks people have chosen for their mask. My socks are all black, all purchased from Tesco in bulk, so I never need to pair them. I simply don't have the time. Michelle's had animals of some sort on, Andy's were white, and Lynn had coloured heels. Pete Rawlins couldn't find a pair without holes in, so he improvised with a disposable nappy. Fortunately, it wasn't a used one. But then again, that's Pete for you. However, he was thrilled to find that Kathy has now ordered him some new socks, so he can cut them all up for face masks. Adrian Jeffs decided to put his skiing gear to good use and got out his ski mask. Let's face it, he won't be using it for skiing anytime soon. Vanessa put a tea cosy on her head. Not sure that's going to work, Vanessa. Peter Pentlow looked like Lawrence of Arabia, and two-thirds of the Reedsman family looked as if they really got the message. Sean, if you really drive your trains like that, then I'm not going from Bedford to London again. I would love to have a picture of every resident with a face mask or covering. It would be a brilliant addition to our historical photo archive. But more importantly, it will help us all keep this virus under control. The scientific evidence made for some uncomfortable reading yesterday. There's still no guarantee that someone who has contracted the virus is immune from a second dose. Even worse, there's some evidence that someone who has had the virus might be immune from its effects, but might still be a super spreader. So, Chelveston, Caldecott and Chelston Rise, we need to become the masked village of Northamptonshire. Several people have risen to the challenge already, and I'll be posting their photos in the newsletter today. So over to you, folks. Let's just do it. We've got nothing to lose, everything to gain. Thank you.